You're listening to Jason Hendrick, The Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805. Ventura Highway. Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
California, California. Yeah, baby!
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590. Don't forget to check out 805favorites.com.
And also go to our Facebook site. We're posting on there all the time. It's 805 with Tom and Sandy, spelled out A-N-D, and Sandy with a Y. And go on there and hit like on it. Follow what we do. We're all over the place. We give you a lot of great restaurant pictures and different tips on where to go. And also, if you're having a hard time hearing the show because you're inside and the AM's not quite working right, you can go on there and you'll see live stream. Hit it. Listen to it on your computer. Listen to it on your phone when you're out walking your dog. You can hit speed dial at 650-1590 and win something. We had a gentleman not long ago. He was walking his dog, and he won something while he was out for a walk.
So that was Lucky.
I thought, yeah, and his dog's name was Lucky. That's it. I mean, that's what it's at. It should say, are you hot?
I am feeling that way.
Yeah, you're feeling that way right now? Yeah, you stayed out of here until right this second.
I zoomed in. I almost called in from New York last week trying to win something, but I thought that'd be an unfair advantage.
Yeah, no, I know you sent back, or you sent a message to me. The live stream sounded beautiful
out
there.
Yeah, it was nice and crisp and clean. I had a good time listening from the streets of New York.
Oh, cool.
Very, very nice. So we got Jason from Everybody's Hungry. Jason, what's on the topic today?
Today's Hungry Man segment is brought to you by Tom and Sandy Live. The marketing power and energy that Tom and Sandy bring to the worlds of entertainment, food, and music in the 805 is unmatched. Very similar to what's going on at Four Bricks with Blends this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
If you want your event to get exposure and excitement it needs this summer, and you want to extend your brand's reach, you need Tom and Sandy Live. Call us at 805-570-5636 for marketing opportunities, rates, and consultation.
Can you be our media guy?
I will do my best. But you know, late...
We need help. I'm tired.
We're talking about wine and blends. I like pizza with my wine. Oh. Lately, I've been craving pizza and spaghetti for some reason. I'm not sure what's going on, but I'm craving Italian food. So yesterday, I decided I want to go... kill that craving. Let's squash some of that pizza craving.
Where'd you go?
I went out to Moore Park. I went for a drive to see our friends from Custom Melt.
Oh, yeah, they got a pizza joint.
They
now,
do
right?
got a pizza joint, yeah.
Yeah, right next door?
Pretty much next door. You could roll a baseball and walk there faster than the baseball gets to the door.
Gluten-free crust?
Oh, yeah.
See? Oh.
They don't have one? Seriously.
Sandy, why do you hit me with it at the beginning of the segment? And I talked to Phil, and I said, you know, Phil, I've been in here before. Last time I was in, though, there's been changes. Sandy's now gluten-free. That's the first thing she's going to ask me. And he kind of shook his head and lowered his eyebrow a little bit. And he goes, not yet. They're working on it. They had some like samples. They brought in some pre-made gluten-free crust. And they said they weren't any good.
Oh, okay.
They couldn't, with the Custom brand, you know, Custom Melt being their melt and sandwich shop next door, and now Custom Pie, except for the Custom brand, they couldn't do these crusts. They just weren't up to quality. They weren't tasty. And they've got gluten-free flour now, and they're experimenting with their own blend. So they're going to be getting there.
I actually admire that, because if somebody just puts a gluten-free crust out there just to put it out there, and it's gross.
It just falls apart.
And the one thing to note is they will never be truly gluten-free in that operation because of the regular crust and the flour that they're tossing and the way they're spinning crust.
Right, it can get
So if you've got celiac disease and you're really, really super intolerant and it's dangerous for you to have any kind of gluten or flour, you're going to want to be careful and avoid an operation like that. But if you're just a little intolerant or it's uncomfortable, you've made a conscious choice to not eat gluten, you're going to be fine with the gluten crust that they bring, gluten-free crust they bring out. So
tell us about what they have.
I had this really awesome pizza, and most times pizza is crust, sauce, and cheese with toppings, right? Crust, sauce, and cheese, the main component. This pizza I had, no cheese.
No cheese?
No, it was the puttanesca.
Okay.
It was crust. They're homemade sauce, so they're taking San Marzano tomatoes, and they're basically just crushing them with a little bit of seasoning. Mm-hmm. They're not adding a lot of filler and oregano and onions and all this. They're taking fresh, quality tomatoes. They're pulverizing them down into a beautiful, vibrant sauce, layering it on this crust, and then the puttanesca has green olives, black olives, and capers.
Very
and
nice.
Spicy?
Not very spicy, no. Okay. They kept it real mild. You can add your own
red pepper.
But it was really exciting because it was vibrant, it was briny, and it was tangy. And I was surprised.
And that's it. So it's just the sauce. So it's real clean.
Real clean.
Real clean.
And the best part, I mean, unfortunately, Sandy.
I know.
Let's talk, Tom.
Oh, yes, thank you. The best, don't even look at her.
The best part, there's two schools of camp,
you
right?
just looked at her. I said, don't look at her.
Okay, close my
your
right
eye.
Close my right eye.
Look, I got a magazine right here.
Put it in front of your face. He doesn't need to see you.
Two schools of thought. The most important ingredient of a pizza is either A, the crust, or B, the sauce, right?
Right.
You can throw any kind of ingredients on there. Hopefully, they're quality ingredients, but sauce or crust. Which camp are you in, Tom?
I'm much more about, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, the sauce for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, then we would have to share a pizza because I'm more about the crust.
Yeah.
I think the way you deliver those ingredients is much more crucial than the sauce.
I think you're probably right. I just know my taste buds, you know?
Sure.
I mean, I ate a double Tommy's last night in 30 seconds, okay? So I can whoop some food, but I love the sauce, especially when you're talking about how they did it right there. Reminds me of Italy. In Italy,
exactly.
There's a lot of pizzas that don't have any cheese. I mean, they're using completely fresh vegetable ingredients, fresh tomatoes, fresh this, that, whatever it is they're putting on there. One of the best pizzas I've ever had is called a Torno pizza. That's tuna. Tuna pizza.
Oh, interesting.
And it is, I'm telling you, if you like tuna, in Florence, they make the best Torno pizza. It's amazing.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Italy and the fact that a lot of them don't do cheese because the origins of pizza really go back to ancient Greece, Rome, and Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
There's versions of flatbread that have been documented for centuries. And a lot of times they just had fresh herbs and olive oil or some kind of oil and maybe a couple of minor ingredients. But it was also, as we talk often, a poor man's food. So when you're looking back to...
It feeds a lot of people.
Yeah. And when we're really going back to Greek settlements, there are a lot of people that are working the waters and working down the wharfs, and they needed something quick on the go. They needed, you know, a meal that was going to sustain them throughout the day, and we're looking at flatbreads with
oil
and
something
and
with no forks. You don't have to use any utensils.
Yeah, exactly.
You just roll
it
up.
Break it off.
Exactly.
You know.
And so pizza came into play. That's a great, again, it's portable. You know, unless you're getting a huge New York slice that barely, you know, fits in your...
One of these giant ones.
Yeah, exactly.
Flipping around.
You could almost skydive with it, right?
Yeah.
A little kite fly.
Umbrella.
But, again, it satisfied the need. It got quality ingredients, and it's portable. And actually, back in 1861, when Italy unified, King Umberto I and Queen Margherita visited Naples. And the legend had it, they were traveling throughout Italy, and they got kind of bored with the typical French fare that they were being served, that everybody wanted. And they said, we want some pizza. You know, we wanted to experience the cuisine that was now coming into play. And they went to Pizzeria Brandi, which is a successor from the first documented pizzeria in Italy, Di Pietro. Ooh, having trouble with my Italian today. which was founded in 1760. And what the queen enjoyed was mozzarella, a pizza called mozzarella, and it was topped with fresh white cheese, red tomatoes, and green basil. And they think that's indicative of the Italian flag that was trying to be representative of the colors of the flag.
Yes.
She loved it, and that's what's now grown into the pizza margherita.
Right.
Real basic. It's classic. You know, minimal sauce. You got your cheese, your basil.
Everybody serves it.
You know, I love that
it
pizza.
It's
so many
great
different versions
pizza.
Of it. Yeah.
It really is.
And when I think that origin really worked well for me yesterday in Custom Out because I also took home a pizza. I took home the Sofia. The Sofia has speck and wood-fired onions and asparagus, arugula, but again, minimal in terms of the way that you're looking at it. So there wasn't any heavy sauce.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the quality, fresh ingredients standing out. And the crust, again, I want to get back to the crust because I keep teasing everyone, including myself. I have some left in the fridge. I'm going to go home and eat it. The crust, it's thin in the middle. So we're looking at mostly a thin crust. They're hand-tossing, but it's not a pan style. It's very thin in the middle. It allows the ingredients to shine through, and it's really enhancing the quality and the crispness and the freshness. And as you work your way to the outside, it's a little thicker, like the handheld, little handle to take with you.
Yeah.
But it's little chewy and fluffy in the middle and crispy edges. So the way they're getting that is through their wood-fired oven. They've got a wood-fired oven that was built in Glendale.
Yeah.
And they're doing oak and cherry and olive wood.
So they have it right in there? They have the pizza oven inside?
They have it in there. That's the focal. So when you walk in the door, it's kind of a semicircle shape in the restaurant, and the pizza oven is the focal point.
I'll have to check that out.
Depending on what time of day you go in, Phil said it's firing from 700 to 800 degrees, depending on the embers.
They're usually 800 degrees. Yeah. I've got a couple of buddies with them, and they run them at 800 degrees.
And that fresh wood, using that wood imparts a little bit of a smoke and an essence to the crust that you're not going to get anywhere else. Definitely flavor.
Okay, so when you're having your pizza and you pull off a piece, would you rather have it where it kind of bends down, you know, where the kind of the weight takes it down, or where it's sticking flat and sticking straight out?
That's a tough one because it comes down to mood. If I don't want to fight with my pizza, I want it a little more firm and holding the ingredients.
Like when it's cold.
When it's cold.
It's usually that way.
But if I want to sit and just take a bite with my eyes closed and then follow with a nice, crisp, cold beer, mm-hmm. I don't mind it flopping a little bit.
Okay.
Because that means the sauce is
right.
really soaked
yeah,
into
in
the
there.
Crust a little bit.
That's
you
what
know.
I'm thinking, too.
And in those instances, you have to fold it in half. And so your ingredients kind of mash together, and you fold it so it becomes a little more rigid.
Yeah. Or you eat it with a fork.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, yeah, it's that's a faux pas.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a faux pas, but of
yeah,
all the
I
times...
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a faux pas either.
Of all the times, though, we've talked to Tom about his eating habits, he's a little more carnal, right? He likes to get into his food, and the
he
fact
does.
That he's going dainty with a fork surprises me.
I was trying to have time.
I have a question. What's mm-hmm. speck?
Speck is a style of prosciutto. So it's yeah. a very high quality
oh, okay.
Prosciutto, and it's actually a little more meaty, so that not quite as much fat involved mm-hmm. with that trim and that cut. But it's got a
lot
really
of salt,
nice,
lot of, yeah, a lot of salt in it, really tasty.
Yeah, I almost okay. Clammed up on that one because of the thought of how much salt is
yeah.
in it. But
yeah.
the meatiness comes through too, so they're balanced well. It is quite salty, but it adds a sweetness to the meat. And when you're toasting it in the oven on the pizza, you get those little burnt, crispy edges that add a smokiness and a richness to it.
Okay, so what do you... I know, Tom, but what do you like to have with your pizza, beer or wine? Don't do it. It depends. You got to choose one.
I like to have champagne.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
yeah. I do enjoy wine, but I prefer a beer.
Okay.
I want something, and,
oh, yeah.
you know, Curtis, if he was in here, we'd probably talk about pilsners and lagers because the crispness, the kind of... corn and wheat notes of those style beers
yeah.
are going to cut through some of the savoriness and the richness of sauce and crust, especially on a hot day or being in the studio this morning,
holy
cold
moly.
Beer.
Or does it depend what you have as a topping?
It
you
could
know?
Depend as a topping, because if
yeah.
I were doing an anchovy pizza, actually, I would probably go more to a red wine.
Okay.
Because then you're getting that more dark berry and some cedar notes and some woodsy components. They're going to balance against the saltiness.
See, I'm picturing a... Because salt and beer go together really well.
This is true.
You know? In fact, when I was growing up, my grandfather always put salt in his beer. That's before we knew salt would cause anything, but always put salt in his beer.
My uncle used to do that.
Yeah, and I used to do it a long time ago before I had high blood pressure. And it's just... I'm picturing anchovies, because I love anchovies.
I
mean, they stink up the
too.
Whole house.
Most people are adverse.
I love them.
Yeah, most people are adverse to anchovies, but if you get a quality anchovy...
Mm.
You're getting a little bit of fishiness. You're getting some sea and brine. You're getting the saltiness.
The best anchovy out there, it's called a white anchovy.
Mm.
And some you've had it, some of your better restaurants serve it, and it's not strong. In other words, you could be sitting next to somebody that doesn't like the smell of anchovies, and they're not going to smell it.
Yeah, they're not going to know.
Uh-uh.
But some people don't know that they like anchovies, because anchovies could be, you know how they mix it in their pasta
yeah.
sauce or
well,
something.
And a lot of times mm-hmm. if you're in a high-quality restaurant that does Caesar salad table side,
yeah.
anchovy is the base of the dressing.
It was always in there.
Yeah.
At one time, it was always in there.
But they've got some cool stuff going on. Hours-wise, they're open until 9 o'clock at night. They have new lunch hours as well, 11:30 to 4, where they're doing most of their pizzas in a lunch size, so more like an 8-inch.
Mm-hmm.
Comes with a side salad and a beverage for an extra dollar. They're still refining. They've only actually been open since April. So they've only opened the door since April. Still kind of working through some enhancements and refinements to the
mm-hmm.
pizzas and recipes. But I really enjoyed the pizza. I think it's worth the drive. And
yeah, it's right off of Collins, right
off
there.
Right off of Collins.
On the 23.
Enegrin is right there. And actually, they don't have their beer taps in yet for custom pie.
Because they do it custom melt. They've
they
got
do it
beer
custom
taps.
So
yeah.
my recommendation is either A, order your pie, and go a couple feet over to the patio with Custom Melt and order beers
order
from Custom
beer.
Melt.
Yeah.
Or just take it into Enegrin because you know they've got quality beer.
Uh-huh.
And based on all this talk this morning, we may just have to do a field trip.
Oh,
I'm not opposed to it.
I think we
tell you
that.
Right now.
But then all I get to do is look.
That's fine.
Well, we do need someone to chauffeur us around.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
That's
you're the DD.
Okay.
Designated driver.
All right.
Yeah.
Do we have a giveaway?
We do have a giveaway.
Yay.
Phil, again, just to toss out where they're at. They are at 6593 Collins Drive, right across from Moore Park College. You can find them on Facebook, or you can also go through their Custom Melt Facebook. They've got some posts there. Phil Adler and Thomas Guillo, they're doing great products over there. They're really focused on freshness and quality, and you can feel it in every dish. They're going to give away dinner for two.
Excellent.
Which includes pizza, a prima, which is one of their salads. So, Sandy, you could eat there. They have some
salad.
Salads.
Yeah, and I bet they have good salads,
They have
too.
A hearts of lettuce salad with a lot of cool ingredients. We can put that information on the website. But a dinner for two includes pizza, salad, a dessert, and beverages.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
cool.
Oh,
that's
cool.
really cool.
And that's what I enjoy about going there, too. It's a little longer drive for me for a meal than I normally would take. But Phil and Thomas always treat me well. They recognize you when you come in.
Yeah.
And they take care of you. It's Quality Hospitality.
Those are really good guys. I
yeah, they are. Yeah, we met them once before. Very, very cool. Okay, so we're going to do a dinner for two. Includes pizza, salad, beverage, and dessert. Custom pie, right next to Custom Melt right there.
Yep.
And it's right off the 23 and the 118, right where they merge right there with Collins Street. So it's not that far at all. We're going to take caller number 10 on that one, 650-1590, caller number 10.
Thank you, Jason.
You're
that
very
was
welcome.
Fun. We're going to go on a break, listen to some great sponsors. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.